Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, September 21st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Nikola in the spotlight after founder resigns, more pain for stocks, an Oracle deal for TikTok scores Trump's blessing. Leading today's news: Nikola shares have tumbled 30% in pre-market trade after founder Trevor Milton stepped down as executive chairman and a member of the company's board, adding that he would defend himself against false allegations leveled by outside detractors. The resignation comes in the wake of claims made by short seller Hindenburg Research, who described Nikola as an intricate fraud built on dozens of lies, as well as reported SEC and DOJ investigations into the company. The news could also spell trouble for General Motors, which recently took an 11% stake in Nikola and said it would produce its marquee hydrogen fuel cell electric pickup truck called the Badger. In other news, things aren't looking brighter for U.S. equities following Wall Street's third straight weekly decline, with Dow futures down 2.1%, and contracts tied to the S&P 500 and NASDAQ off 1.9%. Little progress has been made on a new coronavirus stimulus package, as Republicans and Democrats remain at an impasse, while the negotiations could become even more complicated following the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Investors also appear worried that a global recovery could be hampered by a rise in coronavirus infections, especially with no vaccine breakthrough yet. Oracle has reached a deal with China's ByteDance to host video sharing app TikTok and take a minority stake in the company along with Walmart. "I have given the deal my blessing," President Trump declared, adding that new unit TikTok Global would create more than 25,000 new jobs in the U.S. and pay more than $5 billion in new tax dollars to the Treasury. Meanwhile, Tencent's WeChat is set to remain operating in the U.S. after a federal judge issued an injunction against Trump's executive order that would have banned the Chinese social media app. "We have a shot at a record quarter for vehicle deliveries, but we'll have to rally hard to achieve it," said Tesla's Elon Musk in an internal email entitled "All Hands on Deck." Tesla hopes to deliver 500,000 vehicles in 2020 and has delivered roughly 179,000 through the first half. The letter also comes ahead of the company's annual shareholder meeting tomorrow and its first ever highly anticipated Battery Day for investors. Shell is jumping on the bandwagon of its European rivals BP and Eni, which both have announced plans to reduce their focus on oil and gas in the coming decade. Sources tell Reuters that the oil major is looking to slash up to 40% off the cost of producing oil and gas, so it can overhaul its business and focus more on renewable energy and power markets. Shell's new cost-cutting review, known internally as Project Reshape, and expected to be completed this year, will affect its three main divisions, and any savings will come on top of a $4 billion target set in the wake of the COVID-19 crisis. HBO once again held off Netflix in this year's Emmy race, taking home 30 trophies, including 11 for dystopian drama Watchmen, which was the night's biggest winner. HBO's media family saga Succession also had a strong showing, as well as the final season of Schitt's Creek and Disney's The Mandalorian. The dogfight between HBO and Netflix, which scored 21 wins, is part of a much larger trend in the TV awards circuit. Subscription-based platforms are creating more Emmy award-winning content. Deutsche Bank appears to have facilitated more than half of the leaked $2 trillion of suspicious transactions that were flagged to the U.S. government over nearly two decades, according to Deutsche Welle, though the lender said the incidents have already been investigated and led to regulatory resolutions. Shares of HSBC and Standard Chartered fell off the suspicious fund movement, as well as J.P. Morgan, BNY Mellon, and Barclays, which were also named in the report. Financial firms are required by law to alert FinCEN, the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, when they detect activities like money laundering and sanctions violations, though such filings are not necessarily evidence of criminal misconduct. Deutsche Bank is down 8% pre-market. As of 8:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.